Today, our guest is Jim Pressel, state representative for the 20th District of Indiana. Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Representative Pressel, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background.
So I am a LaPorte native. Mm-hmm. I was born in LaPorte County, raised on a farm, was there until I was 17, 18 years old. Left the farm, I did some construction work, and then I was a cross-country truck driver for about 10 years. And then I got back into the building industry. And then I've been a builder slash developer for the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. And the last 5 years, I've been in the General Assembly representing about two-thirds of LaPorte County and the northern half of Stark County.
Great. Well, as a former truck driver, you know all about roads and transportation. And I know this was your first year chairing the Roads and Transportation Committee. What did you expect going in, and what did you learn in that new role?
Well, I served on Roads and Transportation for 2 years prior to becoming the chairman in there. And we did a few things, but there wasn't a lot of issues that we worked on.
Mm-hmm.
So this year I'm finding out as the chairman that there are plenty of issues to go around.
Sure.
And I'm learning all the stakeholders. Mm-hmm. It's a bigger committee than what I had imagined. So last year I chaired government and regulatory reform.
Mm-hmm.
Not nearly as many stakeholders.
Sure.
So I'm learning kind of who all the stakeholders are and what some of the issues that Indiana is facing currently and some of the issues that we're going to be facing a little bit farther down the road. And then trying to figure out how to put it all together and work with all those stakeholders. So it's been a big job for me.
Sure.
I'm learning a lot as we go, and I'm really enjoying it.
Good.
I'm really enjoying chairing that committee.
Great. Well, it is a big job and an important one, certainly with what we do here at South Shore Clean Cities.
Absolutely.
I know you also serve on the Commerce, Small Business, and Economic Development Committee. That's kind of the perfect intersection of what we do between
mm-hmm.
that and transportation. How do you see sustainable domestic fuels and energy sources serving both the economy and transportation here in Indiana?
You know, interestingly enough, you would think that goes through commerce and small business, but
mm-hmm.
most of that's being kind of driven through utilities, and I served on utilities 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the sustainable energy piece is an important piece. So as we try and move towards more sustainable energy and different pieces of transportation, whether it be electric vehicles mm-hmm. or LP-fired gas vehicles,
mm-hmm.
and how does the infrastructure all play together with that? It's a really good place for Indiana to be a trendsetter, we'll say.
Sure.
So we've taken a look at, from the utilities aspect of it, and through small business a little bit, and through transportation, kind of a cooperative effort is how do we get to reliable, sustainable energy, and what is the mix of that? And I
mm-hmm.
think that's very interesting. Is how much solar are we going to use?
Mm-hmm.
How much wind are we going to use? What is the need for electric vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we handle electric for trucks? And I'm learning about how experimental is probably the best term, but to lay electric charging strips in the road
mm-hmm.
so that as vehicles are driving over them, they're charging as they go.
Right.
And then there's Francis Energy that has a model out in Oklahoma to where within every 50 miles, you could recharge a vehicle.
Sure.
So, but we don't have that infrastructure. So trying to put all those pieces together is going to be interesting over the next few years.
Definitely. And that's some of the problems that we're trying to help solve with the state as well. Representative Pressel, what are some of your priorities for this session?
You know, I think the big priority is adopting the balanced budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge on everybody's list. Some of the things that I'm working on that I'd really like to see get across the finish line, one of the bills I have this year is sudden cardiac arrest and more information for that out to our student athletes. That's been a big bill. It's not an arena that I typically play in. You wouldn't
sure.
think the Rhodes Chair would be handling an education piece or a health piece, but that's been a big bill for me this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the overweight divisible loads bill
mm-hmm.
That I've been working pretty hard on is to try and figure out what is the proper balance of that. So
sure.
those are probably two of the bigger ones that I've been really, really focused on.
Sure. Well, and I know that Governor Holcomb appointed you to serve on the NERPC full commission. What are you looking forward to in that new role?
Well, and yeah, it seems like a lot of things are happening for Representative Pressel this year. so with the NERPC, I'm not really familiar with NERPC other than the planning aspect, and I know just a little bit about it. So my new appointment will put me on, I believe, the executive board. So I'm really just interested in how they function, current projects that we're working on, and then specifics is those future projects. I know we play a huge role, and we're going to see a lot more planning things and doing of things because of the double track of the South Shore and the Westlake expansion. So that plays over into my community. So I'm just excited to get to know the people on that board and the projects that we're working on, and how can I be an asset to that board.
Great. Well, there's a lot of great people doing a lot of really good work and looking down the road for the region, and I know you're going to be a tremendous asset there. Representative Pressel, how can listeners contact you and learn more about your efforts at the State House?
So the easiest cell number, or the easiest phone number to get me is at 317-232-9779, and that will go to my State House staff. I'm at the State House January through the end of April, and Mondays through Thursday. So that'll usually get directly right through, and they'll get a message into me. And you can always email me at h20@in.gov. And then the fastest way to email me is at jimpressel20@gmail.com.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Jim Pressel, State Representative for the 20th District of Indiana. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Lori Cagle, filling in for your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us, and as Carl says, remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.